possession as a little chest of keepsakes, even if that tramp's neglecting superstitions of bad luck. Not for ghosts of any riches in his quiet swoons of sleep breaks. He won't trade for wine or pleasures cherished little sailors drunk. Where beneath the stale of friendships, under feuds smoked with time's vapors, between feelings turned to molded mushrooms, bundles dried above, it's secured by twine intention, wrapped in faded old newspaper, hiding like a little mouse, very clumsy sailor's love. The brig has raised its anchor, when the tavern brew's been drunk up, when blue shutters nailed forever in his home without a host, he will give to his companions everything to the very last chunk. But this yellow secret package he won't show for any cause. There will come a day on brig's bores, as the waves' cheek slaps will pound, and the boat's wain will whistle, "Fall up! It's upon us, the ninth wave!" Right before the tramp steps firmly to the stormed deck from a cabin, he will then unfold the wrapping, rip wet collar off to pray. When the water crashes out in the hold, the oak barrels, he will see while he is plunging deeply into the Atlantic miles, a thin-faced looking enchantress with big eyes like girls from carols, from a photo worth a penny, giving him her winning smile. Every tramp in his seclusion, as his memories in a small trunk,